On the section for planning the transfer, you want to pay pretty close attention to the 8 steps listed on the planning the transfer page. I feel like the steps that are listed here can take you through a systematic way of how to plan for your transfer, and you may choose to use the PTA problem-solving algorithm to see how these planning steps fit into your problem-solving algorithm pathway. So you'll notice some similarities. You're to review the medical record and really looking for precautions or contraindications to any sort of transfer with this patient. So you'll be looking specifically for any restrictions in how much weight they can put through their limb or any specific surgical restrictions or activity restrictions that will impact the type of transfer or the duration of transfer or the position of transfer that you choose. You're going to want to look really closely at their prior assist level with the physical therapist so you can have a general idea of how much help you should be planning for before you go to move that patient. Of course, you're going to be introducing yourself and obtaining that informed consent, and then also gathering some baseline information from the patient. This will be how you're screening both for orientation and arousal, as well as their ability to respond to your questions. You can get some information from them firsthand as to how they're feeling that day and how much physical help they feel they need. Then you'll be able to compare that against what was written in the medical record and to prepare better for assisting that patient physically with a transfer. Go ahead as a PTA, go ahead and confirm their ability to participate and their mobility status by doing a brief bedside assessment. And that can be something as simple as asking them to move their legs up and down. Oftentimes therapists will call these warm-up exercises, but they really are appraising the patient's readiness to move for that day. Some bridging and some scooting in the bed can give you some idea about their ability to weight bear through their legs before you get them in an upright position. You'll also be checking vital signs and checking for changes in vital sign when the patient first sits up at the edge of the bed, watching for their balance reactions when they're sitting up at the edge of the bed or transitioning to sitting so that you can be prepared to move them from the bed to the transfer surface. Patient motivation is a really big component to preparing for a transfer activity. So if they're not motivated or they have other medical or psychosocial things impacting their motivation, then it may change the type of transfer that you do, the type of transfer activity, and how you may approach that patient, whether or not you want to reschedule for a more convenient time. And certainly if they're not comfortable, if their pain is not well managed, that may change the type of transfer activity you choose for that day.